Well, to be honest, it's just unbelievable. I remember obviously growing up that, just seeing the sea of white and red, and maybe for years there we not having as much success. Maybe the fans were just needing today or needing yesterday, and needing today to celebrate in style. And you know, it's just unbelievable to come in there and see the people that's put in so much effort to come out and support us today. And you know, I feel very proud to represent Tyrone all the time. And it's always for the fans. They travel all around Ireland to support us all the time. And it's just days to God. You really do it for the fans.
And you could see how hungry they were. 13 years waiting. They got the taste of All Ireland's back in the noughties, and they felt they should have them more frequently. They had to wait a long time, and they're so relieved and joyous to get that.
That's it. And I think you can just see it out there. They're absolutely buzzing. I know when we went on stage there, the reception was unbelievable. And it's just it's class to see, and it's just, as I say, that sea of white and red. But I guess obviously we want to win more All Irelands and whatnot. They haven't been as popular as the last few years, but obviously yesterday was a fantastic day for the group, for everyone involved, for the fans, for families, just everyone in Tyrone. And we're just very proud to have got over the line.
A great day for the players as well, and a real squad effort, including yourself. I mean, Tyrone have an incredible bench, and that's really what has swung it in the past few games. The likes of yourself and Dara and Ben coming off the bench, you've been out for injured for what, 18 months, and yeah, you've had to work very hard to get back, and then you've had to settle for an impact subs route. It's something you've had to get used to, but it has really worked for the team.
Well, that's it. It's definitely different than starting, obviously, the game. You're coming off from warm-up, and you have to sort of chill out and relax again and settle yourself down. But, I prepared mentally just to try and, really make an impact on that role, coming on as a sub. I do believe it was very close to maybe getting the nod to, maybe start at the weekend. But we went with the impact role, and then, I was very happy with how I did it. Come on, and first touch, got the goal. But I guess it's just everyone's chomping at the bit, as you say there, 45, or like a pound. Of 35, 40 men, and they're all chomping at the bit. And sadly, some men didn't get the tog out yesterday and all the rest, but they're so important to what we're about. The positivity that they brought around the camp all weekend was brilliant to see, and it drove us boys on, and we're just so proud. But I guess over lockdown for myself, there was a few dark days and a few question marks around maybe, what would I come back to play with Tyrone or whatever, because that's just facts. And I've worked really hard and very, very proud to be back playing.
That pass from Connor was sort of perfection personified, wasn't it, Cahill?
I was kind of joking with Connor. I was trying to say he didn't really mean it, but Connor was brilliant there yesterday. He's been brilliant all year, and he's just a real leader. And me and him has been involved now in a few different teams with St Mary's and Sigerson, and under 21s and the Ireland. So yesterday was good. We have talked about it in training. We've discussed that ball over the top. If it's on, go for it. And Connor looked up and it was on, and sort of had to see where it was at, and I just knew that it was close to goal. So I got the hand. And I was buzzing with that.
You get the sense, talking to some of the players, and most of the players, that they didn't even play to their potential yesterday, and that there's an awful lot more in them. So what is the potential for this team?
Well, I think, just looking at yesterday, finals, obviously, there's a lot of emotion, a lot of build-up goes into it and stuff, and then obviously just having the two-week turnaround from since the Kerry game and all the rest. But the sky is the limit for this group. We've worked hard over this last, not just this year, over the last 5 or 6 years, that group. A few new faces come in this time, obviously new management and new voices and all the rest. But we've been lucky to have good managers throughout the years, and it's really put a platform there for us to go on and have success. And Brian and Fergal come in this year with the backroom team, and we know the success we had at under 21 level, and we drove that on this year. We just every game, I felt, and maybe you would agree or disagree, I don't know, but we got better as every game went on. And obviously now we're just going to enjoy this, and we're just glad Sam's home.
From your own point of view, coming back here to play, obviously during the championship, that was a big moment. Is that even more maybe important than yesterday for you to be back on the field again?
I think it is. As I say, there was a lot of question marks over lockdown, and I remember various different just per moments that I was just really, just obviously thought this, and you just didn't know what was going to be the case. There's a lot of doubts, but I just had to work hard, stay positive, and my family, my friends, my girlfriend Caitlin, they all helped me massively, and along with physios and different important people to me. And as I say, I always believed there would get back, and I kept working, and it was a great buzz to get back in against obviously Cavan. There was maybe hope that I would get involved in the league, but that didn't really happen. But listen, I always say things, these things happen for a reason. So I'm just delighted with it, and no better feeling to be representing Tyrone and representing Owen Rose and bringing Sam Maguire back.